Rivers and Riversides in the Fall. Life returns to the river. Night is falling in Cabañeros Park. The sun hasn't set yet on the horizon, but temperature has dropped quickly. The days are getting shorter and shorter and seem to leave too quickly. We are within a leafy riverside forest, going along the wild and untamed Estena riverbed on its way through the park. Between a corridor of willows, black alders and ashes, the Estena River's seasonal water runs down during these first days of December with more water than usual. Fall has been especially rainy, which can be noticed in the water level of the streams which flow into the main river course. Water, always synonymous with life, is full of fish and now becomes a big attraction for many species that visit Estena's riverside. Let me introduce you to some of them. Look first at the river's water, in which small schools of fish swim, where you can see from left to right barbels and other ray-finned fish. Among them, an otter has just dived into the water to look for food, such as crabs, reptiles, and even birds, fish being their main diet. A skilled swimmer and diver, he can stay under the water for up to 3 minutes. Right now, he's about to catch a barbel, which he will share with his partner waiting on the riverside. Can you see her? Next to her on her right, a grey heron shows up. She's been perched for hours on a rock with her neck shrugged and craned beak pointed horizontally on a rock that barely sticks out from the water. She remains still, watching the bottom of the water, and any fish that pass within her reach will be skillfully captured. Further to the right, we have a water vole, which is about to dive into Estena waters. She's in a hectic activity of recollection, since she has to fill her burrow with food to be able to last the harsh winter. She's able to accumulate several kilos of plant matter, insects, and tubers. Next to her appears a lonely white wagtail, pecking repeatedly at the ground to feed on small insects. His partner must not be far away, because at this time of year, they are very loyal to a small piece of territory. Now, at one end of that part of this scene, we can find a quiet European pond turtle. He's come out from the vegetation that gives him protection, heading slowly toward the river. It's at this moment when he's most vulnerable to potential predators. While in the water, he's an excellent swimmer. Look now at the scene's left side. First of all, three amphibians that are very common in these forests show up, such as the common frog, the European tree frog, and the Iberian painted frog. All three have twilight habits and have just come out of hiding to feed on small insects. To the right, there is a coiled viperan water snake. It's not frequent to see her at this time during the cold month of December, but hunger has made her come to this place. One of the three previous amphibians will certainly become a prey difficult to resist. Although the fire salamander, which remains still on the right side, could also be one of them too. A little bit further appears a white-throated dipper and an Iberian emerald lizard, searching carefully for worms and insects in the mud of the riverbank. If you look up now, you'll see a beautiful river kingfisher with his brilliantly coloured plumage. He's carrying in his beak an aquatic insect which he has just hunted. We've mentioned before that the Estena River flows this year with more water than usual, which has caused an overabundance of prey for all species, as you have seen before. A paradox of nature, water is life and death at the same time, a necessary balance for survival in any ecosystem. If you want to know more about the park's rivers and riversides and the species that inhabit it, get closer to the screen that is next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. The interactive Who's Who will provide you with more information about the scene and the species represented in this room. With the game Amphibians Puzzle, you'll learn in a fun way very interesting information about this type of animal. I'll be waiting in the next room to learn about Cabañeros winter solstice.